Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive. My name is Chad Thomas. We're chatting to Dr. Shabir Jiva about 2020. One feels that nothing was achieved in going into 2021. How do we set realistic goals? Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you very much. Well, 2020 was a year that everybody wanted to delete from their lives. And as my Canadian patient says, it's a year from hell. But let's get on to who did well and why they did well. Well, there's certain tips that we can give how we can go on from 2020 to 2021. Usually the people who did the best is that they had certain agenda or schedules. So number one, they need to set small goals. Even if you have a lot of things to do, don't sit and do everything one day, which you won't do if you're normally at your office. So you set small goals as your work or your kitchen cooking or something, or in relationship to other people. So small goals. The other thing is, it's very important, number two, to carve out time for yourself, for your work and relaxation. Some people, like many of my patients, are ADHD patients, so they work at night. So some people like to work at night, some people like work in the morning, some people lunchtime. So you find out which is the best time for you to work. And if it's at night, then in the morning you can relax and chill and do other things that we're going to talk about. And then you can start working. And if you are very obsessive and you can get up very early, then you can work in the morning. So you work out your timetable. Now, when you've worked out your timetable, what time you're going to work, whatever time suits you, but you have to have the fixed time, then you also got to make out time for relaxation. Now, relaxation is ultra important. Doesn't mean you've got to sit the whole day and watch TV. No, the whole thing about COVID and about going through this time is structure. We need a balance of everything. And that's what we're aiming for, balance. So you find your relaxation time. Either you can go for a walk, or you can listen to music, or you can read, or whatever you like to do. And you put it into your daily timetable. So this is the time I'm going to work. This is the time I'm going to relax. The other thing is, because many people feel isolated on their own at home, away from their family and friends and even co-workers, that's why you must schedule virtual get-togethers on Zoom or Skype or whatever you like, once a week or twice a week. You just tell your family and friends, you tell that friend, I'll phone you every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, or you tell the other one, and then you can continue your relationship like that. That's actually what many teenagers, your kids are doing without COVID. They're contacting their friends. They're busy with their friends all the time on virtual. So it's very important to set family and friends, to set time with them, to connect with them. Because it doesn't mean you're at home that you cannot connect with people. And the most important thing is you must be okay with yourself that you're not being highly productive. Maybe you're not as highly productive as you are at the office or you normally are, but then you mustn't be upset with yourself. And the last thing is, you've got to prioritize your mental health. Now, the mental health, from the beginning of COVID, we've had many talks, and of all the talks, we usually land up on the same thing. So what are the things, the structure, how do you balance yourself, what do you have to do, how do you take care of your mental health? Strangely enough, we had many patients who became anxious, but they didn't get acutely depressed. And the ones that got depressed somehow, they did strange acting out. They didn't study, they didn't do their work, or they went out, they did things that they don't normally do, but basically they came to the table eventually. So in your priorities for mental health, number one is, you've got to take care of yourself. So number one, you've got to go for walks, or you've got to do some yoga or any exercise that you can do at home. So yoga can be done here. Pilates can be done here. I walk around the building. You can walk around the building. You see everybody walking around. So walking is ultra important. Number two, like all mental health conditions, your diet or your meals are very important. So you need a high protein diet, low carbs diet, and that's been helpful in most of our psychiatric conditions. The other thing is, sleep habits are very important. You need to work out your timetable. You need to sleep about 7 to 8 hours. And you need to sleep similar to the days and times you used to sleep before COVID. So it's no sense going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and then getting up 7 o'clock. So you only had 5 hours of sleep and you're tired, like jet lag, and you're moody and you're irritable and you're fighting with everybody. No, no, that doesn't work. You've got to get 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep. And so you work it out what time you're going to get up, and you subtract that time, and you've got to get to bed 10, 11, whatever time, so you just work out how many hours. So it's very important to get your full time that you're going to sleep. But you can't sleep Friday and Saturday at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you want to sleep Monday to Thursday at 10:30. So you've got to have a balance, and that's ultra important. The other thing is that you've got to enjoy TV, and many of us got different programs to watch. But in the beginning of the pandemic, many patients or many people were just watching news on COVID and CNN and all that stuff. You must stop watching those things. You can watch it once a day, and you've got a habit of watching that, and find a channel that you like, or find a website that you like, and find out how many patients got COVID in Canada or in America and something, and how many passed away, whatever you want to. But that's enough. You don't want to spend the whole day and week and month getting preoccupied with this. So these are the important things to do. And lastly, very, very important is that when you're taking care of yourself, somehow when you're at home, it gives you time to think spiritually and psychologically about your work life, your home life, your office life. And strange enough, they say up to 74% of people that are during the pandemic that are working at home seem to like working at home more than working in an office. So many people are going to make changes, and many people are going to try to stay at home or do split work, work at home and work at the office. So there's some new things in this direction that's coming out, and so that's what you have to do. Doctor, the other thing, in all psychiatric conditions, we tell them that they must laugh a lot, so watch funny videos. And this is a good time to be neighborly, so you can send something to your neighbor or say hi, because when you're walking around, you'll get your neighbor walking around also, so at least you'll get to know him. And the other thing is, since you can't really go shopping, so you can buy vouchers and that and support your local businesses. And it's interesting, the amazing prices and things online that you can get, that you can buy these days. So they encourage you not to go out. You can just order it online, and there's great delivery. And then you have a lot of extra time, so you should set up something to do. So basically, at the end of every day, what did I do? The plan, the structure I made, am I keeping to it? Why can't I keep to it? And we get on like that. So Christmas, New Year's, it's unfortunate.
Doctor, we're running out of time. You gave us some really, really sound advice going into 2021. We're going to recap with you come 2021 to see how everybody's doing. And that advice is great, especially regarding not listening or watching bad news constantly. That was Dr. Shabir Jiva. He is a child specialist and adult psychiatrist and a leading international ADHD expert.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.